Breakfast. Previously with Darren Maule.
Coming to Durban, the World Jam Music Festival, 6 to 7 December. It's going to be the biggest jaw ever of all time in the history of planet Earth in this universe. I'm just saying. I'm not, and I don't think I'm over exaggerating.
No, no.
That's what it is going to be.
It is.
And just one of the plethora of acts are going to be joining us. The one and only Jack Parrow. We got him on the line right now. More to Jack.
Mora.
How are you, Meneer?
Good, and yourself?
I'm lekker, man. You know what? Believe it or not, Natara was talking to me about this earlier. Uh-huh. We were walking around, we were talking to people. There's one or two people in Durban who don't know who you are. Can you believe it?
It's difficult to believe.
So we need you to come here more often.
We need you to school Durban. All right, so for those that don't know you too much, and well, maybe even those who want to get to know you a little bit, we're going to throw out a whole bunch of questions and just to get to know Jack Parrow, okay? Mm-hmm.
Cool.
All right, first thing, I'm disappointed. I thought you would have had an Oscar rap by now. Are we looking, can we look forward to an Oscar rap anytime soon?
maybe in the future, but I haven't got any raps, but they wrote some cool jokes on my wall already that have been pretty funny. I saw someone write yesterday, what's longer than Oscar Pistorius' sentence?
Yes, did you put any onto that?
Cap.
I love it.
Jack, who is your celebrity crush?
Ooh.
It's a difficult one.
There's so many.
It's just us, Jack. No one else is listening. Just us.
I think supermodel Jenna Peterson.
Okay.
Oh.
Just write that down. Should we just write that down?
That one.
Okay, write that down, and then we'll make sure that we'll hook the. We'll see what we can do. Maybe make a plan for when you're down here and you're on stage, you know, to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. When she sees you in that environment, you never know what could happen, Jack. What's your worst habit?
I'm pretty proud of myself. I quit my worst habit that I had for 18 years smoking, so I just quit that. I've been stopped smoking for about 8 months now, so I'm pretty stoked on that.
I know, I've been seeing you on Twitter and on Facebook, and you've gone to the alternative smoking. You are twisping away.
Yeah, but I don't even. I smoke it without any nicotine.
Yes, like just the homeopathic oils. That's all you.
Yeah.
And
so I'm pretty stoked.
Oh,
I'm
good for you, stoked. Jack.
Good job, Jack.
Jack, seeing as you're on Twitter, if you could change the world in one tweet, that's 160 characters, right? What would you say?
I would say, please stop tweeting photos of your food.
Okay. All right, give people longer jail sentences.
You are absolutely
hashtag
right.
That one.
Oh my word, I'm with you on that. Jack, I want to come up with an app. I want to get an app that you can download to your phone so that if somebody sends you a picture of their food, your app, like, it does Photoshop and it puts like flies and stuff on it and then sends it back to them.
Hey, Jack.
Here's one. What's the weirdest request you've ever had from a fan? Apart from, can I have your hat?
I'm actually quite a crazy one that I'm doing. I'm playing like I don't know if it's that crazy, but it's just like crazy, as in like this guy. These people are flying me up for a private party in like a private jet in a few weeks, and I've never done anything like that. So I'm pretty amped on that. I think that's one of the craziest things I've ever done. It's like for a birthday party and stuff, so it's going to be pretty cool, I think.
Okay, Jack. Just finally, I think you need to just be honest here, right? Really, really be honest.
Yeah, you're
with
not
us.
Allowed to lie to us, buddy.
Don't lie. Okay. Who is the most rudest,
annoying.
The rudest, or the most annoying act or musician you've shared the stage with?
Come tell the truth.
And why?
So he's being nice. You see what he's doing?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to say, I don't think, annoying, but most disappointing act was Snoop Dogg when I played with him.
Really?
He was like, it was just like, I was looking so good. He's like one of the, he's like pretty much the reason why I make rap music.
Yes,
and then, I played with him, and then I opened for him, and then I got to meet him afterwards, and I always joke, I say, I could have just as well met his wax statue at Madame Tussauds. He was
was he cold?
He just kept his, he didn't even reply on anything I said to him. It was like just like it was just too big for.
You know why?
Too big to me.
Jack, and it's because you'd like stop smoking.
And it's pretty horrible because now.
Yeah.
Like, his music, I listen to it all the time.
Exactly.
And now, I like don't even want to listen to it anymore. So that's pretty, like, it was a pretty disappointing one.
Shame.
Sure.
Hey, listen, back to you. Nach van die lang beter. How is it doing?
Oh, it's doing great, man. Yeah, I just, like, thanks to everyone for supporting it. It's doing, like, really, really well. And singles are doing well. And, yeah, everything's doing like it. And videos are being well received. Yeah, so it's been a heavy year. I'm glad it's coming to the end, January, a bit of holidays, with the album launch and stuff and all the videos that we did and stuff. It's been pretty hectic. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to December, obviously, as everyone is always looking forward to December.
It's going to be off the hook. Jack Parrow. Thanks for joining us this morning. Of course, you can catch Jack along with a multitude of other acts at the World Jam Music Festival in Durban on the 6th and 7th of December. Where can we get tickets? All the details are on our website. Mm-hmm. Go to ecr.co.za. Click on the events tab. This is one jewel you do not want to miss. Darren Moore. Good morning.